And it is John Gibbons, and I don't know huge amounts about Ben Davis, but I'm delighted to be joined by someone who does. It's Jonathan Breeze, who's a match commentator at Preston North End. So, Jonathan, thanks a lot for coming on.
No problem.
So tell us about him then. First of all, as a player, what kind of player is he?
It's a really great story for him, obviously. I've watched him since he was in the youth team at Preston, and he's been with North End all his life, really, so far. So it's been a great story. But when he was originally in the youth team, he was a left back. But towards the sort of end of that time in the academy, he started playing at centre half, left side centre half. And that's where he's really flourished. That's where he's really made his name. But when he made his debut at 17 for North End, he was a left back before moving across. But he's a strong player. He's good in the air. He's super quick. One of the quickest players, if not the quickest player in the Preston squad. Good in the air, as I say. But I think his best attribute is on the ball. Really calm player. Probably starts a lot of the North End attacks off, and really gets the sort of side going. So yeah, key player for us, really, and big miss, but great opportunity for him.
Yeah, you mentioned those long passes, and you know, a few of us obviously have been watching overnight, and a few YouTube clips and things, and the Preston fans, fair play, have been great at throwing things on about, you know, what kind of player he is. And the real feature seems to be those raking balls, which is something that Liverpool have missed with Virgil van Dijk not being in. And look, we don't want to make van Dijk comparisons, because that's putting unbelievable pressure on someone coming in. But, you know, that style of ball that we got from Virgil that's been missing, he certainly seems to have in his locker.
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, long, short, you can mix it up. He's probably the one, you know, when it starts off with the keeper, they'll look for Ben first, and then he can take it on. He's even on Saturday at Sheffield Wednesday, he was probably the one stepping forward, trying to start the attacks. You know, so he's got that confidence, really calm as well. You don't often see him flustered when put under pressure. And whenever he is in a spot of bother, his pace tends to get him out of trouble because he is so quick. But yeah, those long diagonals, I'm not sure he'll quite be in the Virgil van Dijk category just yet, but maybe in a few years he will.